Okay, great. So we have a couple more questions that I'm going to pose. These are both from Greg DiDomenico. First one is, what is a free application consultation?
Yeah, thanks, Greg, for the question. I know this has been an interest of yours. So really what we're talking about there is when developers are thinking about a proposed project, they often come into federal agencies for a preliminary discussion. So this is encouraged and has been, for example, by the Army Corps. They typically operate that way to help identify initial topics that need to be addressed, other OSHA stakeholders who might need to be contacted and engaged. So the important point here is that this is a step that happens prior to the formal permit application being filed. It's an opportunity to talk early in a preliminary discussion. And as I said, the Army Corps typically already does this. We just think it's the best practice, and that's why it's called out in Chapter 4, to maybe get some more consistency with those types of conversations.
Okay, and to get to Greg's other question, do state and federal agencies have to follow the advice or recommendations of the RPB?
Yeah, so like I said, it's an executive order, so agencies are bound to it. I mean, you can read the executive order in terms of, you know, agencies shall comply with these regional plans. And what we've done is, you know, we have the flexibility as a regional planning body to describe what kinds of actions that we are committing to in terms of how does the plan really kind of play out in a region with the issues that we're trying to address. So, yes, the federal agencies are bound to the plan to the extent practicable under existing authorities with all of those important caveats as well. And if a federal agency, and we're still in a conversation about this because this is the first plan and it's in draft and this is when we want to talk about this, but if a federal agency starts going in one direction that's completely counter to the OSHN plan, you know, in conversations with our lawyers and starting to talk about that, you know, there needs to be some kind of public record or acknowledgement of why the plan was not complied with, why that went counter to that agency's, you know, regulatory process or, you know, or mission. So there's an expectation there for sure. Now, when we're talking about states and the other partners around the RPB table, those are voluntary participants. And I don't know if Grover wants to speak any further to that. He did a bit. But, again, Greg, just drive you to Chapters 3 and Chapters 4, particularly the front matter of those two chapters, for more detail on the commitments. Grover, did you have anything to add?
Well, again, because each state structure is different, the commitment, there's a general commitment by each state there. Let me just say that out of the gate. How that gets implemented will vary by state structure because all the programs are structured differently, and therefore they have different implementation mechanisms through which they'll achieve that. So it's a little hard for us to come up with one statement that says that covers all those issues across all the states' implementation mechanisms that they have. So. But there is a general commitment, and that's what the document will reflect once the states put that in.
Okay, good. I think we're going to have time for one more before we need to wrap up. This is, again, from Brent Greenfield. Brent's question is I think maybe we did this one. We did this one?
Yeah.
Okay, so hang on just a sec. Yeah, this is, Brent, this is your question that we hadn't addressed yet. Federal agencies will be required to, quote-unquote, use the plan, as in consider it, or are they bound to make decisions based on it? Do they have an option of not using it? What is the best available science if not reflected in the data portal?
Yeah, so good question, Brent. So, again, you know, it's in the executive order that the federal agencies shall comply with these regional plans. In the plan, and as we state very clearly in there, it's meant to guide and inform federal agency regulatory and management processes. So that's really what we mean by use. They need to do more than really consider it. They need to use it. It needs to guide and inform their decisions. And in terms of the best available science part of your question, yeah, this is an important one. Chapter 3 describes an approach to this issue and sort of what's on the data portal, but this is why Chapter 4 is so important about the continued use and maintenance of the portal. And, you know, really, the actions described and the data on the portal are all accompanied by caveats and limitations on the use of the data because we recognize that there are inherent limitations in some of this data. And the portal descriptions of data sources are going to be important to look at. You know, in Chapter 3, sections of the plan also discuss this issue. So I think the bottom line is the portal is one place to go, never the only place to go. We are going to strive to have the best available science on that, but we're going to be updating it as new information is available. And we're, as you heard and as you can see in the plan, we're trying to put some time structure around those updates where that's feasible. And so there are always going to be other sources of information, and we're going to do our best to keep the portal updated on where those other sources of information are. So, again, the portal is the first place to go, and we are going to strive to keep that as updated as possible and, again, point you back to the very specific commitments we're trying to make on maintaining the data portal agency by agency, data layer by data layer.
Okay. So at this point, I think we are going to wrap up, and thank you very much for participating in this webinar. We heard a lot of great input and got a good flavor for the things that are on your mind, the kind of questions that you have, and the things that you are wanting to hear more about related to the authority of the plan, commitments to use the plan, how to keep stakeholders engaged, and how to make this an iconic way to do management of ocean resources in this region. So we really, really appreciate it. We want to remind you that you will be able to access a full recording of this webinar and a transcript, the full slide presentation, complete record. And before we part, we want to make sure that you keep in mind the opportunities for public comment, as Betsy said. Keep checking back on the website. Some of these dates, some of these times may shift, and we want to make sure you have the most accurate information. But the most important thing is to come and engage, provide your comments. They are most welcome. They will only help to improve the final outcome. This has been a region-wide group effort from the very beginning, and that will continue through this comment phase and into implementation and beyond. So with that, I'm going to turn it to Betsy or any of the other co-leads who want to say a brief word. We are at our time, and we're really appreciative of your ongoing engagement, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, and just to echo thanks. Thanks so much for being on with us, for asking such thoughtful questions. Thanks for your patience. Thank you in advance for wading through the plan and coming to talk to us. And just to remember that this is Northeast Ocean Plan 1.0. This work is going to continue. We want you to help shape it. So thanks in advance for the time to review and comment. Grover and Rick, do you have anything to add?
No, we weighed everybody's comments and look forward to finishing this up.
Yeah, I would like to add, you know, I'd like to thank everybody for their hard work, you know, getting us this far. Also look forward to the implementation of the plan as a living document and, you know, that the plan's for a vehicle to develop, you know, in place crucial data sets for emerging uses, not only tribal but stakeholders and particularly to tribe that's great long-term planning tool to build on. So I do urge everybody to, you know, get to the upcoming events that are scheduled throughout New England, and I hope to see everybody there. Well, Alan.
Great. All right. Thanks, everyone. It's a wrap. Thank you, Laura, and the whole Meridian team. Really appreciate your assistance.
All Our pleasure.
Thank you to all of our participants for joining today. This does conclude our webcast, and you may now disconnect. Have a good day.